I gotta email that.
That is.
And then I'm gonna fill in below you.
Okie dokie. Call us back to order. Got our HPRP signed, and here comes Rick with numbers. I think that's what I was looking for, but I think I've got it right here. While I'm digging, I would suggest that when we find these numbers, that we make a motion to approve the payment of, there's three T Highway, I've got my document now, three T Highway invoices that have been on hold. I'm showing check number 318927. I think you made some suggestion, Jim, to use that, but we've got $98,061.25, which is planning in that check, so we need them to do a new check.
I have a copy of your stuff here, so I'm going to find it real fast, Jeff. I've got it here.
The T Highway, there's three invoices, $84.40 even, $23.26 even, and $547.25. Which totals $11,313. And I will make a motion that we approve those to be paid, and the shortest time frame that the auditor and treasurer can put them together. You want to look at them? There they are.
Okay.
Did they have the designation on those?
Yeah,
checks?
Here it is. I was
looking very clearly that they're T Highway.
Yeah.
Let me put something in the center. I think you said check number. Is that what you said, Chuck?
That was the check number that was originally made.
Right.
Whatever.
It's so the pay. I'd also like to, because of, I hate to say confusion, but because of just how their the confusion part of it is, their invoice number for the 8440. It's Aegis invoice number 2373. And you said these three, right, Chuck? This one, the 2326, that one?
Right.
Okay. That would be invoice on the 2326. I'm talking to Jim Eust also here. Is that invoice number 2372? And then only $547.25. That is invoice 2371. And the total, I think you said, Chuck, is this right?
And written up here is what I added up, 11,313. Right here.
There should be some pennies in there somewhere.
You're right. There should be a quarter. Oh, no, the quarters. No, shouldn't be in B and D. Here, I got my calculator. Why don't you run it?
Okay. Hold on one second here. So, 8440 plus 2326 plus $547.25 equals, $0.25. Okay, so it's $11,313.25.
I would like to add those invoice numbers that Jim just gave and correct my motion to 11,313.25.
One other thing I'd just like to, I'll second it for discussion, because I may want to offer to modify, which is I'd like to also add to or discuss, there is a credit with Aegis right now in the county. And so I'd like to apply any credits to the payment.
What is the credit? I'm not aware of that.
There, we issued a check a while back, Chuck. I think it's the controversial check that was never approved, and so I'd like to apply that credit that we owe, that they owe us, to that, to this bill. I think the credit should be approximately $12,000 and change.
Did I not get the paperwork on the?
Oh, what?
The copies. Is this the copy she brought you or me or?
Because it's the same as you've got there.
Yeah.
I'm using. I have documents from Monday. That's why I pulled some of my documents.
I'm trying to get my handle on. You said a credit, but they the infamous check.
Yes, sir.
Paid a bill. I mean, the county has, because of my error, the county's check went out to pay that bill. So I don't know that we have a credit. We did get, as I guess both of you read yesterday, an email from Joanna that Joe Tarvin had been in her office, in the auditor's office, and had asked four different invoices to be pulled. And I called Joe to see exactly what was going on. He hadn't returned my phone call. But the way I take that is they are pulling them and are not going to charge us for those. Joanna, can you help me there, or has anybody else talked to Joe?
Joe attempted to see with me, and I was advised not to meet with Joe without the commission present, so I did not speak with Joe.
Okay.
The invoices that he requested to be withdrawn, three of the four of those, one of them was the one that you said that you found up on the desk, so it had not been paid.
Right.
The $8,965.25
yes.
was one that was on that check in question.
Okay. So it was a part of the $12,315.25.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I understand why there would be a credit now. I did not pick up that invoice was a part of them.
You want me to explain to you how
I'd love for it here.
Okay. I took the three invoices from T Highway that we owe for, the $547.25, the $2,326, $8,440, which is your $11,313.25. I added to that an invoice of $3,350 that was also on that check in question. There were two invoices on that check. One of them he withdrew, the other one he didn't. So I added those four invoices together, come up with a total of $14,663.25, and then I deducted the $12,315.25 payment that we made. Everybody following?
The fourth invoice that was part of the question, what was that?
It was worth.
T Highway?
No, it's part of the land use, but it was one.
Part of the land use, but it was for paid one.
Okay, does that total exceed the $76,000 that we...
That part I don't know.
Okay.
It will. I'm confident that because we paid, one of the invoices we paid way back was a Phase 4 invoice, and it was for close to $3,000. So if you pay the $3,350, I'm confident you're going to go over your 76 number.
By the amount of the invoice previously paid on the Phase 4.
Phase 4 invoice would probably be the it's only on. Amount over, or would be the amount over.
Wasn't one of the invoices.
Rick, excuse me. I need to remind you, come up here. And
she, I'm talking to her. Wasn't one of the invoices for back before, for that 35?
Excuse me. Pardon me. The reason we ask, and it's not just myself, I've heard Jim ask, I've heard Danny ask probably, that people speaking would please come to the microphones. We hear you. But the people listening outside, they don't hear you. I think Jim's even got emails from people, we can't hear you. Please come to the mic. I'm not trying to be hard to get along with. I'm just asking you if you're... Okay, where are we?
I would like to stay focused to those three invoices right now and stay away from the check in question because I'm still, and I don't want to open a debate, I'm still not comfortable paying anything on phase four. And so that may be another issue that we'll have to meet with Aegis about is if he pulled, I don't know, I haven't looked at the invoice, if he pulled all the phase four invoices, did he mean to apply credit? There's a question. I really don't want to assume that. I don't want to vote for a phase four invoice at this time. And if, you know, obviously on Monday, I didn't know. I was looking at dollar figures, not invoices, and looking at the details. So
these are all phase four.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is go back to the original 11,000, those three invoices that we're talking about, which is the 11,313 and 25 cents. But I'd also like to, so that's what I'd like to do, and then I'd like to apply the credit of the entire check that was sent out, which was 12,000. So I'd like to apply that credit.
Excuse me if I can interrupt.
Yes, sir.
How about let's finish the motion and do your credit in a separate motion? Might help keep it from getting mixed up.
I just don't want a check to be issued. That's what I don't want to do.
Okay.
Robert's rules. I'll try to help.
Yes.
If you don't want me to, I won't.
Well, let me. What's
your Robert's rule suggestion?
If you don't want to vote on the motion and you want to vote on the motion, you can always do a motion to amend the motion. And if that passes, then the motion is amended. If not, then you vote on the original motion.
Right. I think this would even be easier, wouldn't it? I'll withdraw my motion and let Jim make a motion. That'd be all right?
Okay.
Withdraw the second and make your motion.
I will move that we pay those three invoices that I listed earlier, Jim, totaling $11,313.25. I move that we pay those but apply any outstanding credits to that payment. And if a check needs to be issued after the credits, it can be done so. All these invoices relating to the T Highway Sewer Project.
So okay. That's all invoices relating to the T Highway.
Those three specific invoices totaling $11,313.25.
We're going to pay
that, but there is a credit because of the previous check. We're going to apply that credit to the $11,000. And if my calculations are correct, there'll still be a credit remaining after we apply this accounting process. Is that correct?
No.
Depends on the 35.
The invoice for $3,350 was 1-2 that was paid on that check for $12,315.
Right.
That $3,350 we do need to pay.
Okay.
Since you were taking that full credit of $12,315.25, do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying now. I see what you're saying. It's a separate issue. Okay.
Right.
All right. Would you please then, what's that fourth invoice number? I didn't have that. Jim, did you write that fourth invoice number down?
I don't have that invoice.
I apologize once again. I'm going to withdraw my motion again here so I can get the right invoice number. But it's $3,350.
Uh-huh. And it was dated, I think, 12/20.
12/20, okay.
Could I make a motion that we ask Mr. Tarvin to send us a revised, he's withdrew these, could I make a motion that he send us a revised billing on the T Highway project and explain to us what he meant by the withdrawal of these others in an email or some form. Did I get a second on that motion?
I'm just trying to think if it's going to be easy enough to articulate, or does he need to just come in front of us? So you
could ask.
Let me ask you to clarify your motion. Are you asking just to not deal with these invoices and send a new invoice?
Send a new invoice that explains, and we owe the money on the T-Highway project, but to send us a new invoice on the T-Highway project and to explain the withdrawal of these other invoices.
Let me put a seed in here. Mr. Tarvin yesterday sent us an email, came and saw Joanna, and removed over $40,000 worth of charges to the county. And what I think I hear my colleagues concerned about is a $3,350 invoice and a $2,800 invoice. And there being some concern that Aegis Engineering will not do what you're trying to do. They have evidently relieved the county of 40-some thousand dollars worth of stuff, and we're discussing two charges, and we're going to, the way it's headed right now, it appears, we're going to head out of this meeting with them not receiving the $11,313.25 that they got coming. You shake your head no, Rick? Why?
I believe if you figure it as a credit the way Joe that I would assume Joe wanted us to do, we would be writing him a check for $2,348. And if we want to clarify, I think probably he might appreciate that. I'd be glad to have Joanna call. I'll call. We'll find out if he wanted that to be credited. And if he didn't, then you may need to address it. But if he wanted it to be credited, I suspect that he's going to be fine with sending us a new bill. But I don't know that.
Okay.
I would warn you on a personal note, you use the word assume. And I can sit here today, and I wouldn't suggest you doing that.
And that's why I said I'd be glad to call and find out, Chuck.
Joanna, mm-hmm. we know the three invoices. Can you give me those totals again?
Of the T-Highway project?
Yes, ma'am.
$2,326, $8,440, $547.25, for a total of $11,313.25.
$11,313.25. Okay, and then that fourth invoice, this is all T-Highway. The fourth invoice is?
The fourth invoice for $3,350 is not T-Highway.
That's phase three.
Of the land use.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason I added that back in is because I knew you were talking about taking that full $12,000 credit.
I understand. Okay. I would.
We have those T-Highway invoices.
I've got them right here.
And it's actually been processed. I mean, we would have to void the check out to take that one invoice off of it that shouldn't be paid. But okay. As far as the invoices we have.
Okay, that's fine. I withdraw the motion. Okay. I didn't get a second on it anyway, but I withdraw that motion. You gentlemen.
Let me try this one more time here. Without having to a big debate if phase three is complete or not, I don't want to pay phase three.
The $3,350?
Correct. That okay. was part of the debate is... I was prepared today to pay or issue payment for the $11,313.25. That's what I was prepared to do because those are all T-Highway. Phase three completion is basically a debatable item, and I don't know if I want to do that right now, but I can. So I'll move that we issue payment for $11,313.25 for the T-Highway project and apply all credits necessary for that payment.
Which leaves us, them owing us $1,000 back.
Correct. Yeah, they'll still owe us $1,000 until we get this phase three straightened out because it's not complete in my eyes.
Okay, there's a motion. Have a second.
I'll second it. I think it's the only way we can get this started in the right direction is get it straightened out.
Okay. Any more discussion? I would just say that I'm just disappointed in this whole thing, and I don't intend to vote for it. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Okay. While we're still on the Aegis invoice, probably goes without me saying it, but I can't imagine an engineer sending us bills over a period of time from December to now, and he's pulling $40,000 worth of bills that he sent us off the system. And I'd like to just say again what I said yesterday. I believe that this county commission has treated Aegis Engineering very poorly, and I'll remind folks I work for Taney County and their citizens, and the citizens. I don't work for Aegis, as was brought up yesterday or day before. Other comments?
Shifting gears, mm-hmm. Shifting under administrative, Dr. Keeter is going to be retiring from the Board of Aldermen of Hollister. When I met with him, his hope is to slow down his activities considerably. So I'd like to know if we could get agreement to write a resolution thanking Dr. Keeter for his service to Hollister and all the good things he's done for the community. And present it. I'm available to present it, or Chuck, or whoever wants to present it on Thursday at the Board of Aldermen meeting, and I'd like to be able to get your agreement to direct Bob to write a resolution for us to do that.
I totally agree. I'd be happy to present it. I was planning on going. Mm-hmm. We're going to recognize him otherwise, I'm sure, on Thursday evening at the Alderman meeting, so I think that'd be wonderful.
So, Bob, you're solely directed there.
All right, thank you.
Duly directed.
And we've kind of been chintzy, and I'm one of them, or probably the top one. Let's get something decent like this frame here.
Okay.
Instead of just the little holder that we've been given out when we acknowledge somebody. Okay. If that'd be all right with you guys.
Sure.
I think that's a good idea, but I don't know if this is the right time to say this, but I attended a funeral service recently where a county employee had received a plaque for retirement, and the family and he thought enough of it to have that plaque at the funeral services, mm-hmm. of his employment and service to the county.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, anybody that has worked at the county for 20 years or whatever, when we step outside the county, I would like to consider whatever you're talking about, but when we have a county employee that has dedicated their services, I'd like to have a plaque. That reminded me, not only did I hear compliments from the some people that were there about that, I thought it was special to him, and it was special to the family, and so I'd like to have plaques made. With on those situations, I'm not talking about a recognition of a service of someone outside the county system, but
so going forward, you're thinking next time we know of in advance, we can create a plaque and,
right.
and recognize them.
And that's I just noticed that at the at this situation and the number of people talking about it. When somebody works for the county and is proud to do so, and their family, and they have it at their funeral service, and that many comments, I just think it's necessary.
I think I'm real close to being in agreement with you. You're talking about a wooden plaque with printing on it something like this.
Yeah.
But you're not for resolutions. You're talking about for county employees.
I'm talking about, yes. That just brought my attention to what we're talking about.
Because I guess Jim's on the same track I am, a resolution or something.
Yes.
I think this looks well. And
that's fine. That's okay. Fine. I just wanted to bring this other up at the same time because we're talking about.
Okay. Very good. I think we're in agreement there. Bob will write us up something and... all right, clear something up for me. Are we talking a plaque for Dr. Keeter or something like this?
No.
Okay, because we've run out of time.
Nicest piece of parchment we can come up with a frame or something.
Right, yeah. We wouldn't make Thursday otherwise.
I think they ordered some larger resolution paper that we've done. I asked them to get a little bigger piece. You know, it was 8.5 by 11. We're going to 8.5 by 14, so it's not as scrunched and some seal. So I'd asked them to look into that. I don't know if they've done that or not, but...
That's.
I don't have anything else under administrative. The sales tax numbers came out. They were encouraging. We're flat for the year, flat to point something below. But all things considered, we expected down. And we budgeted down, so things are encouraged. We were up 9% for, looks like February sales. Basically, if you look at the reporting and mail and all that, so things are encouraging that in that aspect. And then I don't have anything else, sir. Danny?
No.
Administrators?
No.
I've got a couple of things I'd like to throw in. First, apologize for Jim and I being late. We were at the Branson Chamber Community and Economic Development Advisory Council meeting and went just a little bit long. I'd like to, I don't know if I invite, but remind you, Danny, that that happens, what is it, the first Wednesday or second Wednesday at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
There's also another meeting that, which is put on by the Branson Chamber, the Legislative Affairs meeting. And both of those are very good time spent, I think. Mm-hmm. And you might want to consider that. Jim brought them up to speed on a lot of issues that happened in the county recently. I brought up the issue of the state audit that Mr. Shantz has brought to our attention, and we hadn't made any comment on where we were going, and of course we did that yesterday, and the fair tax issue, which is up, going to be on the legislative, or not legislative,
yeah, what, it's
is that the name, conference,
yeah,
at Jefferson City tomorrow, Monday. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, valuable meeting. I'd like us to visit about just what we've seen this morning as far as the way we make motions, the way we deal with these things, like the Hollister agreement. We do little small changes, and I don't think we're performing very professionally as far as the way we do the county's business. I'm not saying that we don't leave a meeting. I believe we generally do leave a meeting with understanding what we're doing, but not having the documents that we're voting on and coming back, and the issue recently of this Aegis check, I think we've got lots of room for improvement. We've got all these grants out there, just did the HPRP. I don't have any confidence that we're keeping our documents in good order as far as those grants and what's happening there. I guess bottom line, I'm saying I wish we would make a work session and do some serious review of just our normal procedure, making motions and that kind of thing. What do you think?
I mean, there's always room for improvement. I agree. I mean, but sometimes it's unavoidable. My motion will be different than possibly your motion, different than Danny's motion. But yeah, there's always room for improvement to be more prepared for. And that goes back to maybe sometimes maybe delaying a repeat. You know, with our full schedule, it's hard to be prepared for today's meeting compared since Monday. So maybe we just needed. There's room for improvement. Let's put it that way.
And would you be in favor of a work session?
Sure.
That we sit down and with Nikki and Jillian, invite anybody who'd want to, of course.
Sure.
And see if we can't come up with a better idea. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. One other item, Jim, you had Robert's Rules on our agenda Monday, and of course we passed that a year ago or something. Mm-hmm. And you made a comment about, did you have somebody? I wasn't sure I remember how that. Did you have somebody who was going to come speak to us? Or
I
what?
Was. I had Scott McCauley is the parliamentarian, basically, for City of Hollister. during their Board of Aldermen meetings. He is the, they appointed him as the parliamentarian of Robert's Rules. I was going to have him come in and talk about Robert's Rules, but how it applies to functioning. You know, Robert's Rules obviously is a very dynamic and layered process, and we don't have to apply all the rules, but there is some rules that if we applied would help the structure and the flow of a meeting. And asking from real life experience as the Robert's Rules person, what areas are you focusing on, or what areas do you guys use the most of the Robert's Rules book? I mean, part of our Robert's Rules that we passed, we also passed an addendum to it, how it applies to Caney County. We probably need to look at that again and see how we can refine that to make sure we can enforce what we're actually saying that we're doing. So my hope was to have Scott here. Problem on a Monday morning, he does the radio, he does sports casting and all that, and recording for the radio, so it's kind of hard from the logistics.
Let's try. Monday. In fact, it'd be a better work session, right. I think.
So I'm still working on that. It just may have to be in an afternoon. I got permission from his direct boss, but just the timing of everything just didn't work out, and the way it fell on Easter Sunday, and just there was a lot of factors, so that's why I just stopped.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. I've thought of it the last few days, and since I saw it on the agenda, mm-hmm. and watching other meetings in the county, City of Branson, Hollister, meeting that we were at this morning, Jim, mm-hmm. the folks looked to the chair, and I was not in favor of Robert's Rules. I thought, except for a few exceptions, we'd done pretty good as a county commission over the years. That we really didn't need the addressing the chair and the different things that's involved in Robert's Rules. But I'm in favor, and I'd like to respect Scott greatly. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be a good guy, and he's got some experience there for him to come talk to us about how what's important, what's not, and clarify that and start working with it.
And the reason I asked, the reason Scott's name came up, is I went to Mayor Tate and Rick Ziegenfuss and said, who do you guys rely on in your meetings to be your parliamentarian? And they both said Scott.
I think I remember when Rick gave those three books to me, I don't remember how that all started out, but he gave us each copy. I believe he mentioned that Scott was kind of the guy they'd look mm-hmm. to. And they have a very, I've been to lots of their meetings, but the meetings I've been to are move well. Mayor mm-hmm. Tate's a lot of fun, but at the same time that he's fun, he follows the meeting, and I mean, he keeps things in order, which is what it's all about. So
right.
Let's see.
I have one more thing too, sir, so after you're done.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be scheduling a meeting, a work session in executive for us to talk about the mailroom person that we appointed or we budgeted. I'd like to talk about possible internal, if we want to look internally to fill that position or all that. So I think that's a worthy work session. I'd like to move forward since we all agreed to that it's a worthy position and believe it could save the county time, money, and productivity. So if you see that's coming up with an executive, it's because it gives us the freedom to talk about individuals in the county and if you think they would be suited or should be considered for that position. So
I've got a little concern when you say executive session. I would like, because I don't like us going into executive unless it's really necessary, I'd like us to work through first before we go into executive to talk about persons, that we nail down what we want, what a job description, what we expect that person to do, that we've got that clarified before we go in and talk about people filling that position.
Okay, I'm going off what Gary had submitted. Gary submitted some stuff to us a while back on mailroom person, and I'm using that.
So that's going to be what we're looking for out of the person. We already got that.
Yeah, he gave us the time of day, when they're going to go to the offices.
Okay.
Making loops and all that. And that can be done outside the executive, obviously. I've had to narrow that down, but you know, we had decided that person's going to report to Gary and all that. But
maybe we just go through that, clarify
sure.
that before we go in.
Yeah.
That's good. So we've got mailroom, we've got Roberts, and just order of motions and whatnot. I got three work sessions, is that right, we've talked about? Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got one more. Jim's going to get to hear this twice because I said a little bit of this morning. Started my day here at the courthouse reading the newspaper. Wasn't a pleasant thing to read, not very complimentary. Wasn't complimentary at all on myself. My testimony, and although you don't see joy on my face right now because I'm still kind of disturbed about the whole Aegis thing, in our Bible, it's in James chapter 1, verse 2, it talks about considering it all joy when you encounter various trials and troubles. And I'm here to testify, and here comes a smile right here. In trials and troubles, I've got joy. That's a pretty cool thing, and I'm thankful to God for it. And I'm believing that we'll get through this trial and something good's going to happen out of it. Amen. Thank you. No, I didn't all. Sorry. Sitting right here in front of me. We talked, the Ozark Mountain Legacy on our agenda a few weeks back. Jory Rolfe presented that to us. My memory is, and I haven't listened to the meeting again, but I believe this commission approved of putting these up in the courthouse.
I think I missed that meeting. I'm sorry.
Did you miss that?
I think
one?
I was in D.C. I think.
All right.
I have a copy of that in my office.
I would. I'd ask you guys to review that, and I'd like to see us post it in a couple of three places, maybe one here, or one in the new courthouse. Dennis Wood has signed on at Stone County, and I'm fairly certain that the city of Branson, and I'm not totally prepared. I'll find out more who in our community have agreed to do this. And
I mean,
can read
have
it,
you okay? Have you seen it, Danny, before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I'm fine with this post.
I'm not refreshing on it yet. I mean, I read it whenever we we had a person come in and present it to us. And
well, if you're okay with it,
yeah,
if you want to review it,
no,
rush that has to be this day.
No, it was the whole document derived from a committee and a group and the citizens, and so it is the sentiment of the community. So yeah, I'm fine with us directing Renee to post it in a couple places and frame it. And
wonderful, they provide the frame.
Yeah, so I'm good with that. Danny, you're right with that.
I need to look it over again. It's been a couple of months ago or longer.
So you want us to hold till you can review it?
I'd like to. I've got one up there in the office where we carried it up there, but I haven't looked at it.
All right.
And I have one more thing. I just got emailed by Gary Morgan. He requested a vehicle change because of a vehicle that was, did we ever take action? I don't believe we took action with it. He sent us an email asking us to switch out a vehicle, and we didn't take action on it.
I got, I assume we all did, got an email from him or somebody asking for that, and I responded to the email that I was in favor. Of course, we weren't. That's all I did.
And that's why I said it sounds good to me, but I think we probably need to do a
vote.
Well, I'm just right here. I asked the department vehicle. Is that what I think that's what that's this morning he sent that.
Not, I don't think, but a very short time after I responded to the email, I ran on to Mr. Coxey crossing the street, and he stopped me and said he heard that there was a sheriff's department vehicle out at the mechanic shop, and they'd like it. And I said, you're too late, I think. IS is already after it.
I think there's two vehicles available now.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, I think the one that's... and he requested the old...
John Ryder vehicle.
Yeah.
That's what Gary requested.
That's one that Gary was after.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, there's another one available too, also.
Since publicly we'll say that it's fine for Gary to go ahead and work through the details of acquiring that vehicle and doing an interoffice transfer and all that.
I see three nods. So
three
we're
nods.
Good to go for IS to get John Ryder's ring.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. We don't have anything else today, do we, on the agenda?
No.
All right. We'll recess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here.